From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The White House says it's sending a team to Nigeria as soon as possible to help in the hunt for the nearly 300 kidnapped teenage girls. Another 8 were reportedly seized on Tuesday by the Islamist group Boko Haram. From Washington, Malcolm Brown reports.
Criticized by civil society groups for failing to respond earlier, now the White House says time is of the essence in the hunt for the kidnapped girls. A team of U.S. military and law enforcement personnel is heading to Nigeria to share intelligence and experience in hostage negotiation with the authorities there. The White House urged the Nigerians to use all available resources to secure the girls' safe return, but the move comes just days after U.S. officials suggested Boko Haram had moved the teenagers beyond Nigeria's borders.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he and his European counterparts are using lots of energy to find a reasonable way forward in the Ukraine crisis, but said Russia is not helping.
The United States, the EU, and our allies have made our choice very, very clear. We are going to stand together, united, not just in support of Ukraine, but united in support of de-escalating, united in support of a peaceful, diplomatic solution, united in recognition that, yes, there are historic and cultural and other ties between Russia and Ukraine, but the way to assert them is at the diplomatic negotiating table, not at the end of a gun.
He met with EU High Representative Lady Catherine Ashton Tuesday to discuss the crisis in Ukraine, among other issues. Mr. Kerry said further talks will be held next week in London. Meanwhile, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow is not interested in participating in a second round of international talks on resolving the violence in eastern Ukraine, saying nothing would be achieved there. Speaking during a press conference in Vienna, Mr. Lavrov said Russia is ready to promote peaceful dialogue between the warring sides in Ukraine, but said the U.S. and the EU must also do their part. Speaking through a translator, he said the first step in solving the crisis must be for Ukrainian authorities to stop using force against pro-Moscow militants.
The first and obvious step is to cancel the order to use the army and the National Guard for suppressing protests.
The U.S. has hit 2 individuals linked to the violence on both sides of the conflict in South Sudan with sanctions. The U.S. Treasury Department has announced asset freezes under U.S. jurisdiction and bans those targeted from movement out of the United States. But according to Secretary of State John Kerry, both sides appear to have committed to face-to-face talks in Ethiopia. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Global warming is having a direct impact on Americans. That's the thrust of a major new report on climate change released by the White House. The authors of the 1,100-page report, who include many of America's top scientists, say there's mounting evidence that global warming is causing extreme weather patterns and wreaking havoc on the lives of Americans. From Washington, Nina Maria Potts reports.
The nation's top scientists are taking on the skeptics. In a major new federal report on climate change, the authors of the massive document say the evidence is undeniable and that the planet is warming because of human activity, pointing to an increase of extreme weather events over the past 50 years. The National Climate Assessment is the most comprehensive U.S. climate change report ever produced. It says global warming is hitting infrastructure through sea level rises, extreme downpours, and rising temperatures.
Japan has signed a security partnership with NATO that will see their militaries work more closely together to fight piracy and terrorism. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe signed the deal at NATO headquarters in Brussels, where Secretary General Rasmussen said the two sides were natural partners when it came to securing sea routes. The entertainer Rolf Harris has arrived in court in London to face trial over 12 counts of indecent assault. The 84-year-old arrived with his wife, Alwyn Hughes, and his security team. UK correspondent Dan Whitehead has more.
Rolf Harris is accused of assaulting 4 girls, the youngest of whom was 7 or 8 at the time of the alleged attacks, between 1968 and 1986. Mr. Harris entered not guilty pleas to the charges at a hearing back in January. A jury for the trial is expected to be selected on Tuesday, with the prosecution opening its case later this week. The trial is expected to last for 6 weeks.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.